when they actually spend their time listening to this show, what does it mean? It means we're winning.
Everybody, welcome to Caturday. Thanks everybody for hanging out while I was DJing. I know that's not our usual fare around here. I hope you enjoy the music though when I do spin. It's playing a little bit more subdued music, a lot more saxophone, a lot more horns and stuff, sort of like music I would play for actual adults. Thanks everybody too who tuned in last night to watch a little bit of the first regroup at Bike Party, which we did a Twitch IRL of. I wanted to show you something. There's a show tonight that I was going to go to, but I didn't go to the show, so I want to show you why. Here's a little clip from the recording from last night. You see the lady in the shoes that glow blue? She kept handing me something she was calling fruit punch, and it was highly alcoholic, and I am still incredibly hungover. But also check out the this clip from last night. This guy in the foreground with his kid. This is why I love playing a Bike Party. Also, there was just a fucking ton of people there.
So here we are.
That lady with the blue shoes, now they're different colors, but she fucked my whole shit up with her fruit punch.
Yes.
Let me check this guy out, his kid. It's so cute. So that's why I love playing Bike Party. And I think we can get away with that tiny bit of milk and honey sample there, or milk and sugar. But yeah, that last night was so fun. I know I saw a couple of you up in the chat hanging out. Sorry we couldn't keep the VOD up. I mean, when I DJ, we can't have it. Like, there's no clips and no VOD from tonight either because I DJed. I just can't. We can't lose the channel over some copyright. But it was super fun. Glad a couple of you showed up in the chat. And the second regroup was super fun too. But I was a little more subdued, and we decided not to run a stream from it. Also, Meaty Wench's kids were getting tired, and it was, and I was a mess. Again, the fruit punch from that lady it wasn't fruit punch, it was something, but I woke up this morning feeling all kind of bad. And this stream might be a little more chill tonight, because I'm fucking hung over still. I feel like shit. But what we're going to do is we're going to start on This Week in Last Year. As you can see, I'm flying solo. It's Homo Alono tonight. Matt is out on an adventure. The Media Wench is at a show. She's out seeing the Ruffies, actually. So, shout out to everybody over at the Caravan. They had a show last night, too, with Monkey and Sweet Haya played last night. Very good, very good. I couldn't go to that, obviously, because I was busy drinking the lady with the colored shoes random beverage that she gave me. It was delicious, but I was... By the time I got home, I was trashed. She was at both regroups. She was following me around. She also tipped me $30 for DJing. She's like, "Oh, you're the best DJ that's ever played Bike Party." And she gave me $30. I'm like, "All right, lady, thanks." Like, I don't know how much money worth of alcohol you just gave me, but thanks for the $30. Anyway, This Week last year, we had a funny person call. They were calling the San Francisco Parks and Recreation Department, and they were talking about cyclists, people like me, cyclists. And they had some unkind things to say about people on bicycles.
Hello, caller. You have 2 minutes. Please state your name.
Carlos Gomez Rodriguez, Consuelo, Maria, Hernandez de Soto, Inner Sunset.
Go on ahead.
Bikers are so arrogant about using the park. I would like the commission to consider closing all parks to all bike traffic. The bikers on this call are a great example of this arrogance. Very arrogant and selfish. Please make JFK a bike-free street. I'm disappointed with the regrettable bike community. We know from research that they are so entitled and self-righteous and rude. And we know from science that many of them, they smell bad and pollute the air by their strong body odor when they ride to the park.
Cyclists smell bad, pollute the air.
93% of San Franciscans don't use...
Oh, this is San Francisco. Yeah, this might be a joke. I don't know, but we put it on the docket because it was funny.
Bike for anything. The rest of us want a better city with less bike dependence. I am a supporter of bike-free streets. I have been hit three times by a bike. I see them biking recklessly and aggressive. I avoid the west side of the park because the bikes there are so aggressive. It rubs me the wrong way. How bikes now use the car 3 portion of JFK. The cars behave predictably. The bikes behave erratically. Bikes are bad for the environment. Bikes create 12,800% larger carbon footprint per month than pedestrians. That is science. The self-righteous bikers are a shame. The park should be for people. The parks should not be for bikes. Also, runners can be a problem too. They also cause problems. Also, the people on this phone call should be less emotional. It's an unnecessary, ridiculous, emotional phone call. Please, calmate, tranquilo. Be less ridiculous on this phone call.
Thank you.
You have 4 questions remaining.
Hello, caller.
Like, that was probably a prank, but that was still pretty funny. I liked how he didn't like the runners. He also didn't like the people on the phone who are having dramatic phone calls. I actually fucking hate that too in public. When like somebody's having their drama on the phone and you're like on a train or something, or waiting in line at the store, and you can't get away from it, right? It's just all over the place. But bikers, I gotta tell you, I was at an event last night with I don't know, on the order of 6,000 bikes, probably total people who rode and participated. And it smelled lovely. It smelled great. I mean, it smelled like a city out there, but it smelled lovely. So it seems like it's been more than a year, but it was just a year ago that Barry Weiss, the one who wrote that weird IDW article where Sam Harris and all those people stood in front of the plant. If you remember that article where they stood in front of the plant. Well, she quit the New York Times claiming she was harassed. We later found out that the Slack that she said she was being harassed by other employees in their Slack, and that none of the admins on the Slack could find the things that she was talking about. But anyway, here's her on Fox News talking about censorship terrorism.
But there's also a lack of leadership. If you read Barry's letter, you are going to read...
Oh, it's not Barry Weiss. It's Ayaan Hirsi Ali talking about Barry Weiss.
...that goes on, and that good people are afraid to stand up and say anything. But the leaders, the people who are supposed to discipline the what I call censorship terrorists, they're not doing their jobs. And by the way, it's today we're talking about the New York Times, but it's not only the New York Times. It's our institutions of higher learning. It's our culture. And you and I have been looking at this for much longer than what we are seeing today. But it's really bursting out into the scene. This is alarming. This is disturbing. We have to fear for our open society.
So this is just about Barry Weiss quitting her own job at the New York Times. Then people were like claiming she was canceled, but she quit her own job and got a Substack. She probably makes more money now than she did at the New York Times. This like cancel culture argument has been going on for so long. They've just called it different things. For a long time, they were complaining about PC culture, political correctness. Now they're talking about cancel culture, and it's just the same fucking thing. Thank you. We don't have a lot of viewers tonight, but we can go live without the one that's like griper, 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 griper. Although maybe that person could join me on Discord sometime and then say things that make me kick them off of Discord for fear of getting kicked off of fucking Twitch. Anyway, so a year ago, the mask discussion, the anti-mask people, they were just kind of starting to ramp up on their bullshit and their propaganda. And so here's Hannity and Laura Ingraham actually disagreeing about whether or not people should wear masks.
So
you and I disagree on the mask thing. You want to have a debate on the mask thing one night? You can come on. We'll debate it.
Well, actually, I have a big update on the masks tomorrow night. If people want to wear masks, I have no problem with that. I just hope all those Chinese-made chemical particulates don't end up in our lungs when we breathe them and they get wet. So
I'm talking about good masks. I don't know what you're talking about. But I'll tell you, I just anecdotally, I saw it in New York, thank God, at the grocery store. The guys packing the shelves, the cashiers wore it, and nobody in the store got it.
Well,
so it's temporary.
Here's my deal. I'm going to get into this tonight. If you want to mandate that people wear masks, okay, bring Congress back or bring the state legislature back and pass a law. The law has to withstand
legal challenge.
Well, yeah, okay, the state legislature. We can't have these governors just willy-nilly issuing edicts that last forever. And don't be so sure that the masks don't last forever, by the way. Why do you think the mask?
I would advise getting a good mask. I have no idea what the hell Laura's talking about with particle, but whatever is in the mask.
All right. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, I'm going to educate you on the current state of the science.
Great. I say that all the time. Let me educate you liberals. Let me educate Humpty Dumpty and Mr. Potato Head. Go ahead.
He predicted Mr. Potato Head.
Tomorrow. Great show.
That's pretty funny. I think I think like the big thing there is like a cultural difference. I think Sean Hannity largely spent his time growing up in cities. And so I think his kind of view on stuff like the pandemic was going to just be different than Laura Ingraham's. So that's what was going on Fox News a year ago. And we have another Hannity clip here. Here's Sean Hannity from his radio show. This week last year. He's got a crazy old Uncle Pat on him to educate him about vegetables. I'm not kidding.
By the way, Pat Robertson's calling in. He's a religious broadcaster, educator. By the way, Christian Broadcasting Network. Everyone knows about the 700 Club. By the way, that was the longest running television program in U.S. history. And he has a new book, I Have Walked with the Living God. Reverend, I know, how old are you now, may I ask?
Sean, I've just turned 90, a little while.
190?
Wow.
Yeah, well, God bless you, and congrats on your new book. I'm very happy to hear.
Yeah, Law Dog, we do, on the Big Catterday, where we have a docket, we do This Week in Last Year, This Week in 2 years Ago, This Week in 3 years Ago, and This Week in 4 years Ago. So that's what this is, This Week in Last Year.
Hear about it. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling great. I tell you what, I work out about, three times a week, to lift weights, do all that kind of stuff, and I'm going strong. I've got a pacemaker, I've got a titanium knee, I'm short of prostate and a few other things, but I'm still, I do 4 days a week of shows on television across the nation, and run a university and so forth, so I've got a lot of stuff going on.
What a life you've had. You're the son of a U.S. senator, you went in the Marines after college, you became a second lieutenant in the Korean War.
I wonder if the 700 Club, maybe, I wonder if this, hello camera. Man, I'm gonna need to go buy some, I'm gonna need to go shopping soon. I wonder if the 700 Club is classified as a different kind of show than The Simpsons. I'm just curious about how they determine that.
Religious person in the world, but I do believe in God. I'm one of the Christians that needs the saving part. And, you know, I look at, you know, that's always been your anchor. And I guess this is a big part of your book that, you know, there is a living God. And, you know, things get a little bit depressing. And I'm like almost hoping, can you come back soon and fix this place? Because I don't know if man can do it.
Sean, you know, in this trouble, you've been pointing out the terrible strife that's going on in our country. This is like anarchy. They're tearing down statues of Jesus.
Did they tear down any Jesus statues last year?
There's anarchy, and I believe people want so much to know that there's a God in heaven, that there's somebody who cares, that this world is getting completely out of control. And so I hope my book, I Walk with the Living God, will touch some people and let them know that there is hope, that God hadn't given up on this nation.
You know, I found as I get older in life, and I don't have the longevity genes you do, and my stress level's a little bit out of control right now. Well, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, at the end of the day, if you believe that there is a God and he's the creator of every man, woman, and child on this earth, and that man's struggle is that they're a fallen being and that people have a propensity for good and evil, you know, I believe that the good outnumber the evil by a long shot. And I you know, if anything,
Kennedy is a little drunk,
human, you know, Mighty's, I guess, strong is the desire, but weak is the flesh, I guess is a common quote in the Bible. I know I didn't say it well. But the desire is strong, the heart is there, but, you know, the pull of the flesh, I guess, is weak, and I'm not talking about any one sin. Do you believe, as I do, that most people are good people?
I think we have within us, you know, one of the things that I want to point out in my book and others, we are made as tripartite beings. We have a body, we have a spirit, and the two together make up a soul. And we are created in the image of God, and can be like God. We have enormous power.
Isn't that blasphemy to say that we can be like a God?
But at the same time, there's an enemy who wants to destroy us, who hates humanity, who hates the people created in God's image, and they're doing everything to destroy us. all this drug addiction. Can you imagine somebody made in the image of God that's a slave to a bunch of weeds? I mean, you know, they're plants and vegetables. Cocaine, marijuana, all these things are vegetables. And we're supposed to be in charge. He said, I'm going to give you dominion over the whole earth. And yet we're slaves to vegetables. I mean, this is so humiliating.
You know, we're capable of so much more. And what I've been saying, for example, about all this violence is we're the United States of America. And we could stop violence if we choose to.
Yeah, all the vegetables is what got Adam kicked out of the Garden of Eden. I guess they do all come from plants, right? Like most of the drugs, like, well, cocaine does, and so does, you know, cannabis is a plant, and cocaine comes from coca leaves. But a lot of our other drugs don't come from plants. Like opiates do. Opium does, but not all opioids. MDMA certainly doesn't come from a plant. Methamphetamine doesn't come from a plant. Like a lot of drugs don't come from plants. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I've seen the thing of him getting caught vaping on air. It's been a couple times. So last year there was also. Do you remember the thing where the Goya president or the CEO of Goya kind of came out in favor of Trump and then everybody was like, what the fuck? Well, here's Dinesh D'Souza. This is such a funny clip. This is Dinesh D'Souza, everybody's favorite Goya eater. With just like an insane amount of like look at all the beans. That's like 6 pounds of fucking beans in the bags, and then he's got cans of food. What's he gonna do with 6 pounds of bagged beans?
Hey guys.
Ew, he took the refried beans like right out of the can and put them in a bowl and dipped a chip in them. That's disgusting. That's not how you use refried beans.
I am eating some chips with Goya beans and hot sauce. And it's good stuff. I'll probably be picking it up when I finish this video. And it's breakfast time. So this is unusual cuisine for me. But the reason I'm doing it is in part to support Goya. Why? Because there is a boycott on...
Oh, Platomatic, we're doing This Week in Last Year right now. Up next is This Week in 2 years ago. I think this week, let me check the docket. I don't remember it. This week, we go all the way back to This Week in 5 years ago. Because we've been doing the Sunday show for so long, all I have to do is go back through my notes for old shows.
The way of this company. Who's leading it? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Julian Castro. They want people to stop eating Goya. They want to actually try to bring the company down. Now, I'm not against the idea of a boycott. A boycott can be a useful kind of customer tool to put pressure on a company that's doing really bad things. In the 1980s, for example, people boycotted companies doing business with South Africa because they didn't want to subsidize the apartheid regime. Now, to some degree, it worked.
But Dinesh D'Souza would have opposed that at the time.
There have been boycotts against Nike for employing, you know, child workers in Asia and so on. But let's look at this particular boycott. It's all based upon a statement made by the CEO of the company, who said this.
We're all truly blessed at the same time to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder. And that's what my grandfather did. He came to this country to build, to grow, to prosper.
So, the guy is under fire for no reason other than praising Trump for having a strong economy that's good for Goya, that's good for Hispanics, and that's good for everyone else. This was his crime. Now, this seems crazy. We have two political parties in this country. Trump has the support of well over 90% of Republicans. What does it mean to say that people are going to be ostracized, demonized? You're going to target them for no reason other than they belong to the other party. Do you want to stop democratic debate in the United States? Do you want to delegitimize the very idea of an opposition so that there is no opposition at all? Do you want a socialist dictatorship? Well, Here's the other crime, by the way, that Goya has committed. It's part of the American system of free market capitalism. I think that's the deeper reason they hate this company. Here's a Hispanic business that is a humanitarian business. It not only creates jobs, it donates money to starving people in Venezuela. It is a good business, and that's what makes it evil in the eyes of these sick, demented people. They want to shut down successful businesses. They don't have to worry about shutting down unsuccessful ones because they shut down anyway. But they want to shut down successful businesses because they despise the free market system. They want to move America in the direction of the United States of socialism. We need to stop them. Buy Goya. Enjoy it. It's actually really good stuff. I'm a new customer, and I'm probably going to stay a customer for a while.
Yo, he just took a couple spoonsful of the refried beans, like right out of the can, and put them in a fucking glass dish and had them and was dipping chips in them for breakfast. So this guy isn't really he's not really the one we would ask if this is good stuff or not, because that's at least as far as I'm aware, that's not really how we use refried beans, like in recipes. But the other thing that was going on during this is people took a little bit of a closer look at Goya. And one of the things that Goya continues to do is they have contracts with most of the private prison companies, and they provide a lot of the food, but they're providing food to be sold in the commissary, where then the prison marks up the food. The private prison is making a bunch of money on it. There's a lot of companies that will not provide food to private prisons, but Goya is one that will. So that's like one of the things that kind of came out when this guy was doing his conservative virtue signal about the free market and how good his company was doing here in the United States and whatnot. So keep in mind that, like, when these things happen where people are like, oh, this company's doing this thing and I don't like it, or the CEO or somebody on the board of this company is doing this thing and I don't like it, keep in mind that there are going to be people who take a deeper look at the company and like their other dealings. And we may find things that are more longstanding problems that have less to do with cancel culture and whatever the cause du jour of the moment is. And so that was, I think, a good thing that came out of the Goya thing. I don't think boycotting Goya was worthwhile. Fucking whatever. Every company does dumb shit. But finding out about the private prison stuff was important. And I think a lot of people learned about that. And maybe they're less inclined to buy Goya because of that. I can't believe it's only been a year. It was this week last year that fucking weird. Do you remember that weird shit about Wayfair? You remember where people were claiming that the cabinets in the Wayfair catalog would come with like children in them and shit? Well, unfortunately, the docket from last year was full of clips of people talking about Goya. But one of the problems with the kind of content we cover, and then trying to go back through our old documents to, you know, find stuff to cover for Catterday, is a lot of the shit disappears. You know, because we like cover extremist content and conspiracy theory, and a lot of the people end up losing their accounts. So I couldn't find much on the Wayfair thing, but Media Matters had a clip of Alex Jones talking about Wayfair, and so we're gonna roll that one. Ooh, it's 18 minutes. Damn, probably good too. I'll be right back. You ever heard of the hair of the dog that bit? Yeah, I'm going to go pour myself a pretty weak drink.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
And we are back on this Saturday afternoon emergency transmission. And I have never had so many people reaching out to me, friends, family, neighbors, emails, text messages, comments on InfoWars, wanting to know about Wayfair. And I know Army commandos and CIA operatives and FBI agents that have been contacting me and others who think this is real because of how incredibly, obviously weird it is. Now, that said, I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but I have a pretty good idea. This is one of three things. Either it's a money laundering operation, and so they had these numbers and what would be in the cabinet would be drugs or something, or you're paying more for something because you're using drug money to pay for it. That goes on all over the place online. It's happening every millisecond. Okay. Where you've got a $100 cabinet, a $200 cabinet. I've actually bought cabinets like these that you add a couple zeros to or whatever, and now it is $12,000, $13,000, $14,000. So it's either money laundering or it is the big mistake they said and some fool added zeros to it, or is it really that they're advertising this as a package, a container, symbolizing they're going to deliver you a child drugged up in one of these cabinets? I said there's three things, because that's the three things people are going to debate and say. But there's a fourth. There's a fourth. Think about that. And you see, I've experienced the fourth. And so I believe this is the fourth from all the evidence and how outrageous it is and how obvious it is and how it's designed and meant. Well, like when you put a big old juicy nightcrawler worm on the end of a hook and drop it in there for the bass or the perch or the crappie or the catfish. Because it smells good, it's wiggling around, they're going to want to take a bite out of it. When you look at this, it's not just that they added zeros to it. It's not money laundering, it looks like, because it's the names of girls. And it's not like they have three cabinets or 20 cabinets. It's all these products named after little girls. And
but wait a minute, that's a fucking woman's name too. Like if your name is Sally and you're a little girl, you eventually become a woman. So these aren't like named after little girls. These are like woman's names. Like you don't get a different name. You don't get an adult name when you become an adult. You keep the fucking name you had. So they're not named after little girls. They're named after women. It's women's names.
Some of them are really weird names that are of actual missing kidnapped children on the backs of milk cartons and in your internet warnings. Now, why in the hell would they put out ads to really deliver you children in cabinets and then put the actual names of kids on this?
Yo, so these weren't like the most common names for girls, but they're like not names. And a lot of people are reported missing every year. A lot of the time it's just some custody dispute. So if you were to be like, look up any first name and go missing into Google, you could find a report probably from the last 6 months of someone who was reported missing, some child reported missing with that first name. So this doesn't mean anything. This doesn't mean anything, right? Like there's the Sarah Lee Food Company is actually, they're giving you little pieces of little Sarah who got abducted. No, it's just a name.
This is one thing and one thing only. Now, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. There's three ways to learn, maybe more, but you can learn by revelation, you can learn by education, you can learn by experience. If you remember, a few weeks before the election in 2016, the WikiLeaks comes out. It's John Podesta going to farmhouses. We're going to have young children in the hot tub and pool waiting for you. It's 65.
Yo, the Podesta emails didn't say anything about that. They said nothing like that. He's lying. I mean, he's Alex Jones, so he's in like a constant state of lying, but he's lying.
$1,000 hot dogs for Obama. Clear code for male prostitutes.
No. $1,000 worth of hot dogs. We've placed an order for $1,000 for hot dogs because they were having like some big fucking fuck off event at the White House. And if you eat fucking hot dogs at the White House, they're probably not like, they're probably not like Hebrew National or Nathan's or whatever. There's probably some fucking bougie ass brand that they buy. It's like $4 a hot dog or some shit, right?
It's clear code for walnut sauce. That means what color, you know, the people are.
Wait, what?
Real code out of real FBI manuals, cheese pizza, all this stuff. And you've got them saying we're going to meet and have spirit cooking. We're going to have blood.
No, they didn't say they were going to meet and have spirit cooking. What the fuck is he talking about? Look, he's like citing his own website as a reference too. I'm like, look, it's true. It's on my website. Please.
You remember all of this. It was top story on Drudge, top story all over the place.
Spirit cooking witch. Like Microsoft ad. Why is she a spirit cooking witch? I like this. They should show more of this picture with the goat here, though. That's probably a dope photograph.
And then suddenly, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all at the same morning, came out and said, wow, bizarre claims that a pizza place has a dungeon under it and that they're killing kids and selling them and they've got all these things out that look pedophilic. And look at these other businesses they do as well. And it turned out some of the stuff was really creepy and weird.
Oh, no. So, like, this isn't even... Okay, you know what? Let's not even get into this. One of the images is a heart, and they're showing other, like, images of a heart. There's, like, a triangle and a spiral. These are, like, such common images.
But, again, that's David Brock. He was involved. They know that when there's a huge story and they're caught red-handed in New York, Illinois, and other areas, California, in the WikiLeaks, what does a mockingbird do when you'll be out mowing the lawn or whatever, and all of a sudden this bird flies over and falls
on... When someone says in the WikiLeaks, just disregard what they have to say. They might be right some of the time, but that's not... Like, if I was going to talk about WikiLeaks, I'd be like, WikiLeaks released this document. WikiLeaks released this video. I wouldn't just be like, oh, it's in the WikiLeaks. Shut up. It's like telling... Oh, man.
The ground and it's doing like this.
It's in the Google.
Because it thinks you're a weasel or a wolf trying to... Right there, and you'll go, oh, there must be eggs right here. And you look in the little bush or the tree, and there's eggs. There's a nest. So mockingbirds and other species, you ever see a bird fly over and fall down, and it's going... It wants you to go over there. It doesn't want you to go to the nest. The nest was exposed. It was all there, cut and dry. We're having Aleister Crowley a meeting next week. We'll have blood, semen, and women's breast milk.
That's a dope image. The problem I have with Media Matters is, like, I can't get rid of this play button to get it. She was clearly making a joke, or they're doing some kind of performance art thing. I mean, people aren't really... Spirit cooking isn't even real. Spirits aren't real.
Remember all that? And so my crew's like, Alex, look at this. This is incredible. They're covering it. It's coming down. Look at all the symbols. And look.
Oh, Joey. For kids, Chuck E. Cheese is great. For adults, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Because all these other kids are running around. If you like playing like video games, like arcade games, that's great. But then there's all these kids running around screaming. And like, oh, it's just all bad. Like, you just play, like, you can't even play skee-ball in peace there, right?
And look at Podesta saying he has a dungeon, because he had a dungeon. He said he did in the 2007 Washington Post. So he...
Wait, what?
To cover all that up. So they went, oh, look at over here at the pizza place.
Wait, what?
So I started saying, I have questions about this to the crew, and I even had a few crew come up and say, you know, Alex, we thought you were against this. We thought you pioneered exposing all this. This is all obvious. Look, it's all there. Look, 4chan. 4chan's anonymous. It may have something good.
That's a cake, you idiot.
So I'm sitting there.
Dude, that's a cake. I was like, is that Twitch TOS? I'm like, nah, I don't think cake boobs are Twitch TOS. That's a cake. That's a dope fucking cake. Do you know how hard that cake was to make?
I'm going on vacation for a week to Cancun. Stop covering it. I smell a rat. They're diverting us to this off of that. They didn't stop. I love the crew. And that's then how the media got us and said that we created a fake story, and they used that not being accurate. Even though we didn't create it, CNN, MSNBC, they, no doubt, you know, their operatives put it on 4chan, 8chan. That disinformation's there. Then we cover it. Then they flip it when we broke the big spirit cooking. We were the first.
There's a joke about something that gay men don't tend to eat. But I could be like, you know what? If I had that cake, I could eat some, you know. There's a joke in there somewhere that I probably shouldn't tell. Y'all know what it is, though.
To get it out and drudge post it. And then they turn with alchemy from the real kids and the real farmhouses and the real $65,000 of hot dogs and the blood and the semen and the breast milk and the Aleister Crowley and the devil worship and all these photos and videos of little kids all scared and women dressed like witches and big vats of blood and Maria Bravanovich and her,
yeah, that's right,
post saying, yeah, I do rituals for real. And all of that got distracted by the media then focusing in on there was no basement in the pizza place. Yeah, there was weird photos of kids' tans taped down. And there was,
dude, it's a pizza place. Like, that's funny. That's fucking so funny. Like, it was probably dad or mom or her big sister or like a friend or somebody or a cool uncle that taped her hands to the table because she was like running around making too much goddamn havoc. This is so cute. Look, she's obviously not in distress. There's other people around. She's like right by what appears to be a game table. Everything's fine here.
Weird art, and there was weird rock bands there saying we like to have sex with children, and there was Democrats raising money there, and
rock bands don't tend to say that.
All that stuff. So like, hey, we'll just make one of our meeting places the focus of this. We'll put out the disinfo. They'll take the bait, and we'll distract, just like Red Adair, who invented this, would put out oil field fires that could burn for months. If crude oil got ignited by the gas, they'd load up a wheelbarrow with TNT, dynamite, and roll it in and detonate it. And the big flash would take all the oxygen away and almost every time put the fire out. So they rolled in that dynamite into Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Boom! And blew the fire out that was in New York. And that was in Chicago. And that was in Los Angeles and San Francisco. I mean, caught red freaking handed classic devil worship. And so that's what
this would be a good clip for our Thursday show.
These containers, they deliver them in vans. We know from Jimmy Savile in England. We know from the Finders case, from the FBI agents I've interviewed. We know from what's come out. And we know that Ghislaine Maxwell has been caught with the pedo islands and caught with all of this and photos and videos of children as young as.
This is so weird that they keep bringing up like the Epstein thing. Everybody knew about Epstein in like the late 2000s. Not everybody, but people knew about Epstein, and the Miami Herald was already reporting on him before 2010. That doesn't have anything to do with any of this. Yeah, I can get it. There'll be a big fucking play button in the middle of it, but I can't do anything about that. But we'll grab. Maybe we'll just grab his fucking dumb face. Here we go. We'll just grab his face. There we go. That's echoplexmedia.com/shot, so you can just type bang screenshots in the chat.
It's five with Jeffrey Epstein. That's in mainline news. And it's all coming out. So right on time, boom, 4chan, 8chan, all the usual suspects. And again, that's not everybody on there. It's like saying, are you for Anonymous? Anybody put on a Guy Fawkes mask. Some are good, some are bad. Are you for Q? Somebody can say they're Q, somebody can say they aren't. It's an excuse to cover things.
It could be an emo. We don't do enough Alex Jones lately, though.
And people love to find the hidden pictures. Let me show you what this is meant to cover up. Look at these articles right here.
Look, he just prints out things from the web.
3,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe and an international ring of government officials, judges, police, psychiatrists, and the medical system. That's DW.com, biggest TV station in Germany.
Okay, so this is a bad thing that happened. This isn't like vindication for people that think Podesta was doing it or whatever. Is Podesta one of the 30,000 people? I don't think so.
Oh, but it's not sexy like Amoirs with children in them.
We should get 128 Chan.
CPS and the government services.
Just ban everything.
With psychiatrists, look it up, taking children and placing them. Guys, I wouldn't need that article earlier. Just type in German psychiatrist, German government gave children to pedophiles. And of course, they first reported, oh, it was just a few thousand in one town. Then it turned out it was a spider web all over the country. See how they limited.
Oh, there was an episode by one of the Parcast podcasts about this, the one called Conspiracy Theories. I know it's a weird name for a podcast, kind of hard to find. But there was an episode about this. I think it was a two-parter. It was really good. It explained everything that was going on. And it was bad. But it was bad, like, in the negligent. I don't want to do injustice to the reporting that was done. DW probably has really good reporting on it too.
Limited that as well. The week that broke, I said, watch, next week it'll break that tens of thousands of children are involved with thousands of adults. Exactly as I said, it broke. Why? I read a British psychological warfare manual that just so happened to be being sold that I bought at Barnes & Noble like 20 years ago. They talked about their techniques after World War II in Africa, and they said, if one of our corporations kills, say, 5,000 villagers, we need to get out ahead of it and say they killed 20 and put out our fake story so that when it comes out, it's 5,000, people will average it together in their mind. So because the head psychiatrist over CPS in Berlin was sending thousands of children to pedophiles, they first reported on his case and not how it was much larger, titrating the dose, preparing you for what was about to come out. Now you understand.
Or, and try to stay with me here, or they found out about him, and then through subsequent investigation, they found out about more people who were doing a similar thing, which seems like a more rational thing to believe.
Understand how the enemy operates. So that's what this is. And you'll have 4chan and 8chan and Q come out and say, well, Jones is the one that runs the pedophile rings. No, it's all real. And they're and Wayfarer is delivering. And then it'll turn out none of it's true. And I will be blamed for it. It'll be in the news. Jones says Wayfarer is sending children kidnapped. And I just want the media to know, all of you involved from people like, you know, the lady from NBC that came and tried to set us up with all this stuff, right up to ABC News, right up to the people that are posting, the government operatives, intelligence operatives that are posting and posing as Q and posing and everything else. This is on you, what you're doing, okay? Because this is going to hurt real children. We woke up the world, our listeners woke up the world to the satanic nature and how the whole cult runs off children and their energy and how they blackmail people with it. How they-
well, no, like at this point, Alex was kind of mad at Q because Q was kind of taking his, taking the wind out of his sails. Q was sucking up some of the energy, some of the oxygen in the room or whatever. And so he saw QAnon as like a threat. And so he was, I think at least, that's why he was kind of going after the Q stuff and saying that it wasn't true.
How they took over the Vatican and how the deputy pope just got busted and convicted and all that real stuff and all these real things happening, just as we told you. And they come in with this whole Wayfarer thing. Now, they did this because they knew. They did this because they can't stop it and they know it's huge. And I believe, here's the good news, that this is going to fail. The globalists have put out this disinformation because they know this is massive. This is the zeitgeist. People.
So, yeah, he's saying this is fake. But again, I think he's saying it's fake because he's not the one who exposed it or whatever, you know? I think that's why he's saying it's fake, not because, I don't know, it's weird.
Well, now understand it, and they hope when it comes out this isn't true, it'll somehow discredit it all. I actually believe this will blow up in their face like Pizzagate did. And people will see through all this and understand what's going on. Now, could it be they're really money laundering? Could it be that they're actually, these are real ads? Who knows? They might be that bold and really doing it. Could it be that it's an honest mistake and more zeros were added? I don't believe so because they're all named after little girls, a bunch of them missing little girls, to make everybody go crazy. If you're shipping kids like this, you don't name it after kids.
It's just named, it's just women's names.
Again, it's a decoy. It's a distraction meant to get the general public on board so they all promote it. So then later their family can
16 tons has been a mod for a couple weeks.
Wayfarer story wasn't true. So when it comes out that Ghislaine Maxwell was really torturing kids and killing kids and all of this.
Okay, so yeah, anybody who just got here, by the way, we're doing This Week in Last Year. I think this was after he was, well, which time that he got sued and had to apologize. But I think it was after the lawsuit started.
That's Wayfarer. That's why they are doing all of this. They didn't make typos on hundreds and hundreds of items. We're going over right now. I'll have more tomorrow. This was done as bait, and they use names of real children that are missing and to make people take the bait and say, oh my God, this is real. It was 4chan. How would somebody just suddenly know, oh, go find this video?
Oh, Stark Raving, that's a good question. Some people think the reason that the price went up is because you don't want to say you're out of stock of something. And so instead of saying you're out of stock, just put the pillow at $9,999 so that nobody buys it. And then when it comes back in stock, you bring it back down to like the whatever the price was before, you know, 40, 60 bucks, whatever it was. That's like what some people thought.
They want to have sex with kids at that pizza place and showing the symbols and all of that, obviously. It's not that the place didn't have something going on at it and a bunch of Democrat degenerates and ne'er-do-wells. I've been up to D.C. I've seen it myself. And I know insiders and things that are incredible. They're going to come out soon.
Yeah, if they were going to smuggle something in this furniture, wouldn't it be better to smuggle drugs than to smuggle children? Children like scream.
But keep your powder dry, folks. But I'm telling you, that's what this is. But overall, the fact that people are waking up to this is a positive, positive thing. All right, I'm out of town. I really appreciate the great crew doing a wonderful job. I'm going to come in early tomorrow, and I'm going to print that maybe 100, 200 articles and video clips of mainline.
You're going to print video clips?
Where police will bust, you know, 470 pedophiles with 50 little kids and some of them dead and in cages, and it'll be in local news and get no coverage. And thousands of kids here and hundreds there. Because it is coming out. They can't hide it. The system doesn't know what to do. So I've been set up like this, and they didn't completely defeat me. We figured it out and turned it around on them. But this is meant to discredit the real work that police are engaged in my view. And maybe you disagree with me, comment in the comments below.
But I actually agree with him to an extent there.
Maybe I'm wrong to ship kids actually in containers like this. Psychos, when they don't get caught for a while and get away with it, a lot of them go crazy, even crazier, and start wanting to get caught. And who the hell knows anymore? I mean, this is just unbelievable. But know this. This was not an accident that they used a bunch of little girls' names and some of them missing girls.
I thought they were all missing. Also, that is not. This again, was done to these are just women's names. These are not little girls' names. You don't get assigned an adult name when you turn 18. You keep the name you had.
To bait you away.
Yeah, my neighborhood's wiling out tonight. I don't know if you can hear it.
Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please, we came in here on Saturday. This is such important work. The truth is so important that this get out. All the Roger Stone stuff, the deep state, the coup plan against Trump, this information, the way it explodes is you. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for thanking the local stations. This is so damn important. We'll cut out this segment of the show and post it to band.video as well.
All right. So a couple things there. One, a lot of times when people talk about missing children or whatever, they just give the number of reports. The problem is that some high number, I want to say it's like 90% of those, are found pretty quickly, and it's a custody dispute or some kind of family dispute, not like, you know, Hollywood stealing your kids to eat them or whatever, or the regular child, but like the idea that some stranger is going to come take your kid is just, that's like such an overblown idea. Most of these missing child reports are custody disputes. That's all they are. And they get resolved quickly, thankfully. And we should be glad that most of these are custody disputes and the kid is actually with one of their parents or with a family member, with someone who isn't, I don't know, eating them like a cake or whatever Alex would have you believe. Now, it's bad that like people's relationships go south and the kids become pawns in the relationship. That's abusive and it's traumatic for the kids. But compared to the alternative to like what's being suggested to us by the conspiracy theorists and by the people who are sort of engaging in the missing children moral panic, which has never not been a moral panic. That's mild compared to the scary thing that's being sold about all this. So we're going to continue on in this week and last year. Most of the stuff from last year about Wayfair is gone, but the other stories we covered last year were not gone. So here's Deanna Lorraine. She's going to talk about masks and God. Shout out to Right Wing Watch.
I don't want any kind of vaccine ever, but especially not one that is conducted at warp speed and that is skipping all the animal testing and skipping all the normal vaccine protocols for testing. Why would you want
that? None of this is true.
I mean, no Democrat, Republican, no one should want that. It should be a nonpartisan issue that no one wants that kind of crap in your...
I know this is really nitpicky, but why does she have a YouTube logo next to patreon.com/Deanna Media? Like, that's a YouTube logo on her overlay.
Body that hasn't been properly tested and that has been verified to have mouse genes inside of it has robotic nanoparticles inside of it.
At this point last year, I don't think the vaccine recipes, for lack of a better term, had been finalized. But I know they don't have mouse DNA in them. And I know they don't have whatever she means, like robots, like nano robots and shit. They don't have any of that stuff in them.
I don't want robotic nanoparticles in my body. I'm sorry. And yeah, we don't want any of that crap. But this is the war that it's becoming. It is much, much more than just a mask. And actually, I ran out of time today, but I have some biblical.
She needs to stop touching her table.
That shares that biblically, God does not want us wearing masks. Masks are a symbol also of hiding yourself, of doing bad deeds.
But I don't care what you think God wants.
Appropriate deeds or malicious things that you need to hide from. And it is also a symbol of stripping us of our unique identity, because we're wearing a mask. We're not unique anymore. We're all the same. And God doesn't see us that way. He sees us as he created all unique individuals. He also sees us as being good, and anyone who is doing good deeds should not be living and hiding in the shadows behind a mask. And lastly, a mask is a symbol of fear. You're living in fear. If you have a mask on, it means you actually don't trust God. You don't have faith. You're living in fear instead of faith. And of course, the Marxist, globalist, Satanists that are pushing all this, they are trying to invert reality and pervert God and Christians, and they want to...
How many people were watching her show?
Isolate us from God, isolate us from other humans, and make us... and deprive us of that faith, so that we rely on the government, the media, telling us what to do and telling us whether to be fearful or not, then instead of God. I prefer to have faith. I will live by faith instead of by fear. How about you?
Shout out to Right Wing Watch again. I mean, I'll live by fear when there's something worth being afraid of, right? Like, if there's something you should be concerned about, you should live by that concern. You shouldn't just trust like a God when people have figured out the solution to a problem. That's silly. First of all, God in that worldview created those people, right? And so they solve the problem as part of God's plan. But that's a whole other issue. Just like fucking listen to experts. Like if your toilet's overflowing, you don't pray about it. You call a plumber. Apply that to everything else. So last year, we're moving on to the red light stories from last year. These two dudes in Southern California. I'm going to assume this was Huntington Beach just because of the responses they're getting. They tried to hand out masks to people. And, well, here's how it went. Wait, there's no sound? Why is there no sound? Is there music? Did they cut it out? Did they cut out the sound because of music? Yeah, I bet there was copyrighted music in the background, and that's why there's no sound on this. Unless my sound just died, but I don't think so. Because you can still hear me. So anyway, those guys tried to hand out masks, and people were not having it. They were not interested. So, also from Facebook, this is Raphael O'Neill. She was at a... Looks like a... What is this? This is a... some kind of protest, some kind of probably vaccine or mask protest event. This is Raphael O'Neill. She wrote the book Funny Clouds, a book for children about chemtrails. And here's her coverage of, well, a protest.
And you put a mask on, you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide, which is worse for your kidneys and your liver.
We need a politician to water, but you can't make him think.
Honestly, it's all just a global push to depopulate the world. And I know this sounds kooky, but it's the truth. So are you ready to hear the truth?
Gay Dave is a fucking freak. He's a cacku whore, and I despise him.
Not care about what's really going on? You take that vaccine. You will not live. Do you understand me? If you take that vaccine that they're going to be pushing and rolling out, you will not survive. I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
You're an anti-vaxxer.
But I am telling you that we're not going to be taking that vaccine. And I'm not going to silence myself with a mask anymore either.
Exactly. We're not dogs to put a muzzle over us, a mask, because that's what they want to do. When you put that mask over your face, we're more of a it's dehumanizing. When something is covering your face like this, and you really can't talk because people can't understand you. You're muffled.
I can't believe, you know what, this was a year ago, but this could be today. Like, nothing changed. Like, but we ended up covering a lot of this sort of anti-mask content, like, from a year ago. from a year ago to now, we covered so much of this stuff about the masks. This might have been one of the first protests we saw about the masks, but I'm not sure.
You know, what she said about the globalists, if you would have told me this 10 years ago, I would have looked at you like you was crazy.
Yeah, me too.
But the government is out to get us. They're not here to protect us. And that's why we elected Donald Trump as president.
Wait a minute. The government's out to get us. So who's in, the person in charge of the government? Let's worship them. Yeah, the cameras, the phone on her, or the camera on her phone's like zoomed in and it's all shaky.
Right.
People, she says people that are claustrophobic cannot wear the mask.
Bring her the mic so she can be helpful.
So you're okay keeping up?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
If I go?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, everybody's, the sinus issue's going around, so we don't want to contaminate anybody. We're going to be, we're not saying that this is not real.
We can't hear you, honey. We can't hear you, honey. Oh, she's trying to.
So aside from this video, could you imagine you're like, I don't know what to do tonight. I think I'm going to go be anti-Semitic on Twitch. Like, what a weird thing to do.
And aren't we trying to protect her? So why would we want her to, like, be the one to try and protect us? Because supposedly the mask is to protect others.
Yes.
So you're mandating somebody to force them to protect others, yes. But then you can wear an N95 and exhale onto people, and no one's going to question that.
Right.
So there's no logic, no consistency.
Just put your mask on so you can enter into a restaurant. But go sit down and take your mask off. Does
that make any Raphael O'Neal's hella mad that they're not giving her the microphone.
When 99% of the time in a restaurant, you do not have to wear a mask. But yet, the 1% of the time that you're standing, you have to wear a mask. I mean, that's insane. I've said this.
That seemed a little silly, but the reason is that you're standing near the host or hostess. You're standing near other people who might be waiting for a table. I don't know. This was all like new and some of the regulations were done ad hoc. And some of them seem silly in retrospect, but you just do what you got to do if you want to go to dinner.
Cynthia Lee Shang's, and you guys may think this a little crazy, but excuse the terminology, but it's like me walking in a room full of women and not doing anything sexual with them and getting them all pregnant. I mean, it's insane.
Wait, what?
It's insane.
What? It's kind of the Jesus story, isn't it?
Something impossible. Immaculate conception, right?
Immaculate conception. But, you know, it's
well, Stark Raving, I think the reason your friend was kicked out of the Costco is because a bunch of these fucking idiots went to the same Costco and just were like, I can't wear a mask. And so, like, somebody who actually can't wear a mask, like, ruined it for people who have real problems. So, it's the way it's always going to be. Just like anti-vaxxers are kind of ruining things for people who can't get a vaccine.
That's the thing. We're going to infect others. There's no proof that asymptomatic people, healthy people, are infecting others.
Yeah, you can spread a disease if you're asymptomatic.
They followed one asymptomatic around to 450 contacts, and there was no transmission. And the World Health Organization says themselves they were kind of had to walk it back because they admitted too much. That
I think the people there that are running this event are annoyed by Raphael O'Neal.
Asymptomatic transmission is very rare. And I'll tell you what more. I think asymptomatic transmission is less rare among the flu vaccinated. But don't take my word for it. Look at all the studies that talk about how the flu vaccinated shed more, are more likely to have the flu vaccine or flu-like illnesses.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason that somebody without symptoms is less likely to spread a virus than someone with symptoms is a lot of people without symptoms just don't have the virus.
36% more likely to get a corona or metapneumonia-like respiratory infection.
That's right.
Exactly.
So let's look at all the science.
Yeah.
If you want to look at science.
Well,
you know, but the, you know,
that's science.
We speak truth, not facts.
Right.
You know, we believe in truth, not facts.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just, I mean, there's a truth in facts.
Yeah, that's true. You're not coughing a bunch if you're asymptomatic.
But
you know, what's really interesting is that the people with, they can't, these people suck at what they're doing. Even if they're talking close to the mic, they're pretty quiet because they can't turn it up because they're, the speakers are placed in such a way that they're going to get feedback. You should be behind the speakers. If you're talking through a PA, you need to be behind the speakers. You can't be in front of them.
That's the left. That's how they
know. Oh, is that what they're saying now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Joe Biden said that at one of his speeches.
Yeah.
The man don't even know what room he's in and who his wife is.
No, the guy who teleprompts him in his ear told us that.
Exactly.
Because he can't hold a sentence or a thought together.
The lion's got a
I love his long, blonde, hairy legs. Yeah, and roaches. Roaches. Oh, wait, who are we calling roaches? Oh, where's BLM when you need them? Where's BLM when all Black Lives Matter? What?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Bank of America just gave BLM $1 billion. So Bank of America is trying to bring down America.
That's interesting.
Quit making Bank of America sound based.
Zero. And you're lying about numbers trying to give people a heart attack?
All right, that's enough of this. That's enough of this. This was one of the first mask protests we covered. And of course, Raphaela O'Neal was there. And of course, they wouldn't give her the mic because even they don't like her. This is our last story from this week and last year. We'll be moving on to this week and 2 years ago after this story. This is, well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is our friend. Oh, I forget her name now. It's Anne Vandersteel, and she's going to have people on her show to talk about how Bill and Hillary Clinton have already been executed.
We know, of course, Hillary was hung by the neck on the 28th of March. I know Bill Clinton got a firing squad.
Bill Clinton? Is he dead?
Yeah, bullet in the back. He wouldn't even face the firing squad. He's too much of a coward. So he turned and faced the wall and they shot him in the back.
There's going to be a White House channel that will be 8 hours a day of tribunals. And then from what I'm being told currently is 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. a pay-per-view. You'll have to pay $1 to get in and verify that you're over 21 years old and that you understand the content is very graphic and disturbing and that you will be seeing death penalties being served. And it'll go from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. where you're going to see people like Hillary and this thing's being hung or Bill Clinton being shot.
That was crazy. That was like last year, like if you think about, like, I think July and August of last year were peak QAnon. So Catterday next month is going to be pretty wild too, because there's going to be all kind of weird QAnon shit. It was before the platform started kicking off the Q promoters, and it was getting really big. I think next month we're going to hit those Save the Children rallies. So I think we'll have some content from the Save the Children rallies. I think that was August of last year, just off the top of my head. I don't know for sure.